I need to shave. All right, let's get into it. I'm a man in the house, purposely. I'm a tan in his boss. I could break about all the cash in the account, but none of that amounts to the fact that your boy is the man of the house. Welcome or welcome back to the Man of the House podcast, hosted by yours truly, Jason Tyree. I am a husband of almost 18 years, father of four. Give a little bit more in depth into it, because again, I don't know who's new. I don't know who's not new. So to cover all my bases, I just keep reintroducing myself. 18 years of marriage approaching. That will happen in May. I have four kids. The oldest is 16. He'll be 17 this year. And he's my only son. The rest of them are girls. Have a 15-year-old this year coming up. She's 14 now. She'll be 15. Then I have a 13-year-old who's going to be 14. And then I have an 8-year-old that's about to be 9 in a few weeks. Yeah, they're getting up there in age. My oldest two daughters, they got their hair did this weekend. So they're looking even more mature, which is just so weird to me. It's so weird seeing my girls grow up. But, you know, that's life. We're all getting up there. I mean, 5 years ago, I didn't have all this salt and pepper on my face with the grays popping in, but I earn these. Anywho, if you are streaming this via YouTube or Facebook, thank you first and foremost. Like, comment, subscribe. Yeah, it's going to get better. We're going to improve this, but like I said, the first 20 or so episodes, I wanted it to just be me, to gain consistency, to kind of get a rhythm going so I know how to adjust. Because the one thing you want to do is just keep switching up stuff, but you're not consistent. And then all of a sudden you're like, you know what? This is for the birds. So I owed it to myself to say, hey, be consistent. Try to drop an episode every week first and go from there. So that's what I'm doing. But those who are watching, you see that ticker at the bottom. That's right. Go ahead and follow the Tyree Fam on YouTube, Facebook. You can follow on Twitter too, but to be honest with you, really don't post on Twitter, but maybe we should. I don't know what. We'll figure that out. But anyway, yeah, check that out. Also, if you're watching this, you can also see what the gist of today's episode is going to be about. But for those who are listening, whether it's on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever, thank you. Tell a neighbor, tell a friend. Let them know about this podcast, okay? Cool. Updates. Do I have any updates to give you guys? I'm not going to do the four Lees like I usually do. For those who don't know what the four Lees are, is I usually do a check-in with folks and let them know how I'm doing spiritually, physically, mentally, and emotionally. Those are the four Lees. And I did that last episode, so I'm going to skip this episode and kind of go from there in a sense, right? Anyway. This year is flying by. I can't believe it's April already. Lots of things are happening. But this is not one of those podcasts where I talk about current events per se, not unless it's pertaining to family life. And the purpose of this episode, just to give you a quick, not this episode, of this podcast, rather, for those who are new, is I wanted to create a podcast where you're getting a point of view from the man of the house. A lot of times we're the last people you hear from. You know, you usually hear from women and children. You don't really hear from the man. And a lot of times the men of the household, they go through a lot and they bottle it in because strong. But sometimes strength comes in being transparent and letting you know where we are as well. And for those who aspire to be a man of the house one day, I would hope that these episodes will give you some tips and insight into which you can eventually get into. Yeah. So with that being said, I don't plan on this being a long episode. I'm trying to keep them relatively short because it's just me. This episode is episode 16. So we're 4 away from 20. Woo! Woo! Then we're going to start adding some guests. Woo! Anywho, let me also say this too, because I think we tend to run into this situation. So I want to be crystal clear. Even though it says live on Facebook, I am not recording this in real time. These are pre-recorded, okay? I am talking to you from yesterday. Because I think some people, they come in, they interact and stuff like that, and I don't want it to seem like I'm doing these episodes and ignoring your comments. I'm not ignoring them. I see them much later, though. But yeah, will I do live podcasting? That's something I've been thinking about. We'll see how it goes. I kind of like my time slot of Monday at 8:30 Eastern, 8:30 a.m. Eastern on Mondays. I kind of like that time slot, but I might change it. I don't know. We will see. It's fluid. It's fluid. But anywho, this episode, episode 16, is, you know, it's not right, but it's okay. And again, I don't know if you guys noticed this. I tried to name my episode titles off of songs as well. And those Whitney Houston fans, they're like, oh, I remember that song. Yeah. oh, boy. That song was due. She did the math at the beginning. And everything. I'm getting off track. Back on track. It's not right, but it's okay. What does that mean pertaining to the man of the house? Household stuff. Family. What does that mean? I'll tell you what it means. So this past week, my kids on spring break. So I took it upon myself to say, you know what? Let me take off at least half a week. And I did that. And I was really not capital. I didn't feel like I capitalized on the time off with my family. Because it's like we're all out of school. We're all out of school. Well, we're all out of school or work, and we have all this spare time now. Why not just use that time to go on vacation or go out of the house instead of being in the house? But to be honest and transparent with you guys, I didn't do that because financially, we're still not in a great spot right now. And with being, I can't speak for every man of the house, but I know for me, I speak in dollar signs. Not saying I speak about, yo, I got to get that bread. I got to get that money. No. But when things are presented to me like, hey, let's go and do this. I don't hear the words, hey, let's go and do this. I hear, hey, this is going to cost this much. Like, that's just how my interpretation, that's just how it works. And so it's like, hey, why don't we go here? My brain is automatically just breaking down the funds needed for said impromptu trip, right? And so one of the things we wanted to do was just freaking go to Virginia Beach. Now, I live in Richmond, Virginia. Sorry. I live in Richmond. Well, I don't live in Richmond. I live kind of on the outskirts of Richmond. I'm not going to give specifics here on this podcast so y'all can come to my house. Nope. But I live in the vicinity of Richmond, Virginia. So Virginia Beach, in relation to where Richmond is located, is about an hour and a half, 2 hours, depending on traffic. But usually about an hour and a half, even with traffic. And my wife was like, well, let's at least just go to IKEA. And I'm like, let me be all the way transparent. Going to stores is just, that's not a vacation for me. It's not fun time for me. And my son is kind of, I think men in general are kind of like that. Like, walk around in a store. Nah, I'm good. So my son wasn't feeling it either. However, we've been talking about going to IKEA for so long. That's all I've been hearing. So it did seem like a perfect time to do it. But my brain, when I heard that, was like, okay, well, we're going to need gas money. We're going to be there for at least a few hours. Not to mention, we're looking at 3 to 4 hours total traveling to and from. So this is going to be about a 7 hour ordeal minimum. We're going to need food. We're going to need food for 6 of us while we're down there. And this is not even considering buying anything from IKEA. This is just to go to IKEA and window shop and then come back. I was just counting all the dollars that's going to randomly happen. Now, I'm also looking at in our fridge and we're like, that money could go towards putting food in here, you know. But just trying to get all of you into the mind of a man of the house. It's like I have to at times figure out the best financial way. I'm frustrated that I even have to sit down and break down, I don't know if we can travel just 1.5 hours from here to go to some. That shouldn't have been even an issue. My brain shouldn't even have to say, that's going to be costly. So that kind of also give y'all an insight on how rough it is currently financially that my brain even went there for this small of a trip. But all in all, what kind of ticked me off about myself was we didn't go at all. Majority, if not all of spring break was spent staycation. We were in the house. I know some of y'all would be like, ain't nothing wrong with a staycation. And, you know, it's played out to me. Like I've used to pride myself in being a homebody, which I still am probably the most homebody of the folks in my house. But even I, as a homebody, I'm getting tired of being home. And I felt like, man, I'm holding my family back from getting out of the house. So my wife was like, man, all right, cool. She took my daughters and they've been out all this weekend. They're currently out right now. And I'm like, that's good. That's good. At least they're out of the house. They're doing stuff. But I say all of that, too, because I was venting to my wife, something I'm learning more to do. Like, it's not like I try to hide things from her. But men in general, they usually take the standpoint of, you know what I'm saying, I'll just deal with my battles by myself and, you know, I'll shrug it off. I'll just walk it off and everything. I don't need to really express my emotions or talk to my girl. You know what I'm saying? I don't need to do all that. I got this. I know. No. That's what you got your wife there for, man. She's supposed to be a helpmeet. So how can she help you if you don't say there's a problem? How can you help someone if they don't say there's a problem? So I had to get over myself, and therapy has also helped me to better communicate how I'm feeling, because men aren't really good at saying how they're feeling. They have a feeling. They just don't know how to describe that feeling or what to talk about it. But therapy has really helped me in that standpoint. And so I'm going to look briefly at a text message conversation that I had with my wife, because this was super late at night. She was already asleep, and I just had thoughts running through my mind about what was currently happening in real time. And I expressed that to her. So I'm reading this live, so I may like mumble and skip over some stuff purposely, because I don't, there's transparency, then there's too much transparency. So I don't want to go into the weeds here, but I texted her. I was like, you know, I'm extremely sad. I had to start off with the emotion, because again, men don't really talk about emotions. So I wanted to at least let her know off the bat where my emotions were at the moment. I'm extremely sad. And it ain't all, no. And it all resorts back to money or lack of it. Majority of the decisions I have made has a dollar tag attached to it. So that's what I was telling y'all. Like, if someone's, you know, if my wife, for example, say, oh, the girls need their hair done. I don't hear the girls need their hair done. I hear, hey, I need about $150, $200. That's what I hear. I don't hear the request. I hear the dollar sign attached to it. And a lot of, sometimes, I wouldn't say a lot, but sometimes my wife will say that something is needed, and I reply, well, how much that gonna cost? That's an annoying question to ask, but it's a valid question, because things aren't free, right? So anyway, let me see. Here we are on break. So pretty much, I'm not even going to read what I text to her, because I pretty much talked about it. Like, I'm realizing, oh my gosh, we're on break. And here I am getting nervous about funds and thinking about the technicality of this random trip we're supposed to be taking and how much that's going to cost and versus what we need and yada, yada. And that's a trigger. It's a trigger for me mentally. And I also wanted to let her know that, and just trying to break out of this cycle and blah, 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 blah. So I said all of that, put in the text. My wife, God bless her heart, she replied. And this is why it's so important to have a ride or die with you, man. My wife, I got to give her a shout out, because there have been times where we've been in way worse situations than this. Way worse. This is nothing. Where I am right now, nothing compared to what we had to go through. I mean, there was a period of time where I was without a job for over a year. And you would think that would tear a young marriage apart at the time. But no, she was like, listen, God is God, and he's going to come through for us, and I trust you as the man of the house. We're going to get out of this. Like, she had my back, man. That girl. Anywho, and I almost want to go on a rant. I'm not going to go on a rant, because the way I see the dating pool these days and how trivial some of their criterias for partners are, is just crazy to me. like you would skip out on someone who doesn't have certain amount of money or certain this or certain that, and you're not thinking that they could grow into that or move into that. You don't look for potential. You look for a completely furnished house, if you will, figuratively, a turnkey, if you will, instead of saying, man, I want to grow with this person. There's no growth if they have everything off the bat, right? But anyway, rabbit trail. We're going to discuss that in one of these episodes in totality, but I'm not going to go there. Anyway, well, all right, my wife replied. She's like, I feel like worrying about these things is not going to change anything. Things listed is how we live. We have to do things that help with self-care. You know, we have to eat and we have to live, meaning we can't go about life just paying bills, which I get that. I get what she was saying there. Like, got to have some balance. It can't just be like, I get it. We have to enjoy life as much as possible because we only get one. And then she kind of goes into something that I'm not going to discuss. Then she went into start looking at things differently instead of stating what we don't have. The very first thing that needs to happen is, you know, the importance of paying tithes. Now, those who aren't religious or go to church or anything like that, I'm not going to go into the depths of just sowing and being generous, how that reaps a harvest. I'm not going to go into that, but that's generally the gist here. Don't put your trust in man. Our trust is in God. Yes, you are the head and nothing will change that, but he is our source. Come on, man. Come on, man. Get you a woman like that, yo. Get you a woman like that who recognizes, hey, I know you the source. I know you the provider. I know you the head of the house. But yo, we got a source, yo. We got a source. And we're going to put our trust in God. That's why God has to be in your family. It has to be in your marriage. He has to be a part, in the main part too, not just, oh, I'll tag along. No, he got to be the main part of this whole thing. And that's what has gotten us through so many things in our almost 18 years of marriage. If your trust fully isn't in him, then maybe that's where the cycle sprouts. See, but she knows me. But the fact that she was able to recognize where we are, to acknowledge how I'm feeling, but to say, hey, in the midst of all of that, God is still God. We gonna be all right. Just keep remembering that God is the source and the whole nine. And I'm telling you, I'm not here to convert people to my beliefs and my relationship with God. However you want to go about life, it is what it is. But man, I can tell you, as a man of the house, putting God first is so important. Hence, it's not right financially, but it's okay. Because God is the source, and we're going to be all right. So shortly after that email, after that text message exchange, I went back to work Thursday. I had employee evaluations, and they're going to start elevating me more at my company. And they're going to discuss pay increase next week. Look at there. Look how that worked out. So, stay the course. Include God. Or, I don't even want to say or, because opinion wise in how I move about life. There's no option, other option besides God. However, I am also sensitive to the fact that there may be people who have a different religion. And again, I'm not here to convert atheists into believers. I'm just trying to say the way school needs teachers, the way Kathleen needs a Regis, that's the way I need Jesus. So here goes my single dog radio needs this. They said we could talk about anything except but Jesus. Wow, I went on a rant. But what happened to Kanye, man? That Jesus walks was fire. He was out here giving context clues. Oh my gosh, guys, I need Jesus. What's wrong with Kanye? He's lost. Fam, he's telling y'all, he's been telling y'all he needs Jesus since the beginning of his career. But okay, that's rabbit trail. Going on a rabbit trail. Focus. Anywho, yeah. That's the gist of this episode. And if there's anything you could take away from this episode, it's know that God is in control. Know that he's your source. Find you a partner that can help uplift you, be your ride or die through situations like this. And even if you don't serve God or anything like that, just know that whatever the current situation is, it's not final. There are better. There's better. Better's coming. Stay the course. So I hope that encourages someone out there, you know? Anywho, that is it for this episode. I want to thank you guys. Where is my thingy-majig? Man. All right. Yeah. I want to thank you guys for tuning in again. Share, comment, like, subscribe. Tell a neighbor, tell a friend, do all that stuff, right? Just whatever. I'm gonna get better at this. Y'all have a great week. Y'all have a great week, and I will holler at y'all next week. Peace. I'm a man in the house, purposely. I'm a dad and a spouse. I could break about all the cash in the count, but none of that amounts to the fact that your boy is the man.